استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه فاسال الثابت والمغفره الذي لا اله الا هو التواب الرحيم واغفرنا يا كريم واغفرنا يا كريم واغفرنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الاول يا الله الاخر يا الله الساهر يا الله الفاتن يا الله هذه بشره من الله تعالى نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام والسلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيب الله السلام والسلام عليك يا سيد الاولين والاخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا الى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والارض أعدت للمتقين صدق الله العظيم. الله تعالى says in Surah Ali Imran, hasten, run to the forgiveness of your Lord and to enter His paradise, which is as vast as the heavens and earth, which He created for those who fear Allah. I see that we are so few here tonight, today, that perhaps some of us hastened, ran so quickly that we must have failed. This ayat, according to the ulama, is the good news which Allah Ta'ala gives us to attend and to honor special days which Allah Ta'ala has made a gift to us. During which His mercy is so vast as oceans, and He is ready to forgive any sin. Last night was one of those gifts of Allah Ta'ala, where Rasulullah in a hadith says, those who fast and pray the eve of the first Friday of the month of Rajab, when he dies, his heart does not die. He is cleansed of all his sins. It is as if he was born from his mother's womb just now. And he is given the permission to make shafa'at for 70 people who is bound for hell. According to the ulama, there are four known days like that during the year. One of it precisely is the first Friday of Rajab, rather is the evening, is the night of the first Friday of Rajab, which, because we are following the lunar character, becomes the day, the night of the day before. So the Friday night is actually the Thursday night, which was last night. And I think I did remind you last Friday of that, that the day to fast, and that the night to pray, and to ask Allah forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith says, does Rajab Ishkafullah is the month of Allah ta'ala. Next month, Shaban, is my month, said Rasulullah. And the month after that, Shahr Ramadan is the month of my ummah. All praise to Allah Ta'ala and all thanks that He has brought us all together to the three holy divine months of Rajab, Shaban, and Ramadan. The next day of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is the Nisfu Shaban, the 15th of Shaban. And the next is the eve of the last day of Ramadan. And the last, the fourth one, is the evening of the eve of Eid al-Adha. If we see someone throwing a whole handful of gold into the garbage or into water, if we see someone burning his house himself, if we see someone throwing away valuable things which he has, we say, oh, poor man, he has lost his mind. But ibadallah, that minute which has passed is something which we cannot have it back. While if we throw money away, we may gain it back. If we burn our house, we can rebuild it. But that minute which has passed is more valuable than anything which you can imagine. And we indeed throw away the most valuable thing in our lives, which is the time. And especially when Allah Ta'ala makes us know that there are certain days during which we may 100% count on Allah Ta'ala's mercy if we would honor those days, if we would fast during those days, and if we would pray during the nights of those days. Fasting is the most complete form of worship. Allah Ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi said, all the action and the fruits therewith of their action of the sons and daughters of Hazrat Adam salam belongs to them. Everything which we do in our lives and the resulting good things which come out of it belongs to us, says Allah Ta'ala, with the exception of one thing, says he. Fasting, he says, belongs to me. And I am the only one who rewards it. Now, we know and we truly believe that whatever good deed which we do, that we count on the reward of Allah Ta'ala. So everything we praise, we count of Allah Ta'ala accepting it and rewarding it. And we help some other people and we count of Allah Ta'ala rewarding us for it. What is it now that he says that only fasting belongs to him, that we do it for him, and only he rewards it? The ones who know explain this hadith you could see in the following manner. On the day of Yom Kippur, for each sin at the Mizan, when we will be judged in the balance, for each good deed, for each sin which we do, one of our good deeds are cancelled. So at one point, we have no good deeds anymore to pay for our sins. And then comes the situation of the days which we have fasted. Then as the angels were about to grab our fast to cancel some of the sins, Allah Ta'ala said to the angels, stop! You cannot touch that. That was done for me. All other deeds could be cancelled, replacing our sin, except those of the days that we fast. Allah Ta'ala also says in another hadith Qudsi that the smell of the breath of my servant who fast is so sweet to me. What? We know how our mouth smells when we are fasting. What does Allah Ta'ala mean is explained what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith. The one who fasts is beautified by the asma, by the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. When you truly fast, you are beautified with the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala. You are beautified with the kareem, the generosity of Allah Ta'ala. You are beautified with the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. So when you fast, when you inhale and exhale, that breath smells the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala. That is what the beautiful smell which Allah Ta'ala is talking about. As I said, that fasting is the most complete form of worship. When we fast, what do? We don't eat, we don't drink, and we don't participate in lovemaking. So then fasting is just the stomach and the mouth and what is below our waistline? No. Even the most ordinary form of fasting is the fasting of all the organs, physical organs of the human being.
your hand fast. Your hand during Ramadan does not hit anyone. If you hit someone, your fast, whoop, is gone. Your hand does not take something which doesn't belong to you during the Ramadan. Your hand does not point to the wrong direction of somebody who asks you the path to truth. Your tongue, not only that is devoid of tasting the food, but your tongue fasts. It doesn't lie during Ramadan. It doesn't blabber without any meaning during the Ramadan. It doesn't gossip during the Ramadan. Your eyes do not look at things which Allah Ta'ala forbade you to look. Your eyes during the Ramadan is supposed to take lessons from what it sees during the Ramadan. Now that is the minimum form of fasting. That is to say, totally physically, you are doing something against your nafsi ammara and for Allah Ta'ala. There is a better second form of fasting. That's the fasting of the heart. What is the fasting of the heart? In addition to fast with all your organs, you try to take away from your heart all the worldly concerns. So lightened the heart like a balloon raises from the ground, that there is no connection anymore between your heart and the world. Thus, it is safe from the influences of the world. Then, they say, there is also the fasting of the soul. The soul has desires, has wishes. It wishes to be pure. It wishes to be kind. It wishes to be gentle. It wishes paradise. It wishes its Lord. The fasting of the soul is you take everything away from the soul and leave it totally empty, so that the truth al-haq enters into the soul. So they say, so we hear, so we believe them to be true. But one cannot jump to the fifth step before going to the second and the third and the fourth step. First, we have to realize the importance of fasting. And in addition to Ramadan, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, and hundreds of millions of Muslims still do, respect the 2 months before the month of Ramadan and fast at least 3 days during Shahrullah Rajab, and fast 3 days at least in honor of the Shaban, the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi. You have blessed us with faith, with iman, and you have blessed us with ilm. Some of us you have even blessed with ihsan, and those of us know that even if we do not see you right now, you are looking to us, and not only seeing our outside, each of us, you read our thoughts, our feelings, you know our past, you know our future. You have given us a religion. Even the enemies of Islam admit that it is the most practical, logical religion ever come to the face of this world. And that religion has not changed a millimeter since the moment that you have revealed it to your beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and written down as the Quran al-Azim. Not a dot of it has changed. It is right there in our hand. Then for those of us who do not know how to read, you have taken one amongst us. And you have brought him to us as an example of the perfect man as you wish us to be. Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the perfect man who said none except what you made him say. Who did none except you made him do. Who thought none except what you made him think. He was the living Quran, and you brought him to us as our example, as our teacher, in the form and shape of a human being. In spite of that, Ya Rab, we neither listen to you, which you tell to us in the Quran al-Kareem, nor do we look at your beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our example, nor read and study what he said and what he did in the Hadith Sharif. Indeed, we do make our prayers 5 times a day. We fast during the Ramadan and we pay our zakat, and some of us, we have even gone to Hajj. But Ya Rab, we are ignorant of the truth of Islam. Ya Rab, teach us the truth of Islam. And Ya Rabbi, beautify us with the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the adab of Muhammadi and the adab of Quran. So that the chance that we may hope to receive his shafa'at on the day of Yom Kippur.
all the beneficent Lord who cares about the bread and on the darkest of night, on the darkest of rocks, who say that you have created us as Ahsani Taqdeem, the best of your creation. Ya Rabbi, we have tyrannized ourselves. We have reduced us to Ahsani Taqdeem. Ya Rabbi, we have sinned. But most of our sin is done while we are asleep. For we walk around and we did our work and we drive and we think we are awake, but we are heedless, we are asleep. Ya Rabbi, wake us up from the sleep of
the Amen.
For all the gifts which you have poured on us from the moment of our birth, till the time we will come to you, which we are unable to count. All those gifts, which we certainly are unworthy, you have found us thankless. Teach us thankfulness. And count us amongst your thankful servants.
Amen.
And occasionally, you test us. You test our faith in you, our love for you, our care for you, our obedience to you. You test us with little pain, with little hunger, taking away from us things we thought our own, but in reality it already belonged to you. And Ya Rab, although you say in Allahumma Sabirin that you are side by side together with those who show patience, we always fail. Instead of showing patience, Ya Rab, shamefully we complain about you. Astaghfirullah, we complain about you to our doctors, to our lawyers, to our wives and to our husbands. Ya Rab, have mercy upon us.
Amen.
We have tyrannized ourselves. Teach us how to be patient and count us amongst your patient servants.
Amen.
آمين بالله السليم تهاب الدين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد مخلص الرضوان فتاك بالاسران ذكر الجديدان فكفر الكفران وذلك بالوهاب والواه عند بيته من الطيات والسلام تبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين الأنبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكة والمقربين وعلى أهل سعادتك أجمعين من السماوات والأرض ورضوان الله تعالى على آله رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.